For every wrongfully convicted person in prison, there is a criminal still on our streets. You can join the KC Freedom Project in demanding the Jackson County Prosecutor form a Conviction Integrity Unit Thursday, March 31st at 10 a.m. on the steps of the Jackson County Courthouse, 12th and Locust in KCMO. Contact Latara Smith at 816-456-9776. This message is the public service of 90.1 FM KKFI.
Hello, everybody. KKFI is presenting an evening with Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! At All Souls UU Church on April 9th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. with a VIP dinner catered by Californos and includes a copy of her new book, Democracy Now! 20 Years Covering the Movements Changing America. Followed at 7:30 by a talk about the book and her experience as a journalist in the last 20 years. Thanks to KCPT and Rainy Day Books for their help with this event. An evening with Amy Goodman on April 9th at All Souls UU Church, 4501 Walnut Street, Kansas City, Missouri. Tickets for both the VIP dinner and the talk are at kkfi.org/events. Thanks for supporting KKFI.
Nothing compares to you. Arizona, searching California grass.
buildings, don't matter where you've been. All that matters is where you are. Well, I was sitting back, I said I have my house, or maybe down the street I had the bar. I'm gonna have a big old party and everyone's invited. Tell your neighbors, tell your family, tell your friends. Ain't nothing to do but let this world in and another one begin. Oh, cause the next one will fall from the sky. September 23rd, 2029. And the next one, nobody will survive. September 23rd in the year they say it's 2029. September 23rd in the year they say it's 2029. September 23rd in the year they say it's 2029.
Yeah. There's a little piece from me in the background playing right now. I call that one Plan 9 from Inner Space. And this hour we heard new music, a lot of vocal music, and a few other new tracks as well from people in other locales and places. In reverse order, we had Till Willis with Selling Off the Thunderbird. He was preceded by Braggers with Be My Friend. Since baseball season is starting here in Kansas City with the Royals opening day this Sunday, I had a couple of triple plays from local artists of new music. Three new ones from Brody Buster One Man Band. From Brody, in reverse order, we heard 2029, Get Back, cover of the Beatles song, and a cover of the Sinead O'Connor hit Nothing Compares to You. New music from Red Kate in there. They have their album release show at Davies Uptown Ramblers Club this Saturday night. From Red Kate, we heard Heart of the City, preceded by Better, preceded by Get Out. From the Redhead League, we had A Little Bit More Than a Lot. From the Wasp Men, What I Want. From Mr. and the Mrs., Oh Darling. From Oxykitten, we had Gallows Humor. From Maslow's Paradox, A Terrible Song About a Terrible Dream. And from Blue Velvet, Celestial Blue. Thank you for listening this morning. Coming up next, it will be Workers Independent News, followed by Pacifica Radio Archives from the Vault, and your morning buzz with your old pal, Mike Murphy.
Listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. In a very big win for workers in the Fight for 15 movement, California labor unions, state lawmakers, and Governor Jerry Brown will raise California's statewide minimum wage to $15 an hour. It will be phased in, hitting $15 in 2022, and will be indexed to inflation. Guadalupe Salazar is a California McDonald's worker.
This is a huge victory. I feel very proud because now the rest of the nation is looking on us and they're seeing that 15 per hour is a trigger. We can do it.
California SEIU President LaFonza Butler says it's workers who built this Fight for 15 movement into an unstoppable force.
This breakthrough belongs to the workers who stand on their feet all day long cooking our food. The women and men who stay up all night long caring for our elderly and people with disabilities. The janitors who work late and long hours. The women who make our beds in our hotel rooms. The grocery store workers who make sure that each and every day we have what we need at our fingertips. It's their work that often is invisible to those of us who benefit each and every day.
Valdez Anderson is a low-wage construction worker who says he's been in the Fight for 15 movement since the beginning.
The Fight for 15 has been a big, long progress. I've been a part of it from the very beginning here in Sacramento. I'm very proud and delighted in my heart to hear that the governor and those collectively have come to a decision to help increase those of us who's down here working on the lower pole in order to get up there into where they are today.
On the heels of a Bernie Sanders rally in Madison, Wisconsin, Hillary Clinton campaigned in the state Monday and will spend more time in Wisconsin Tuesday. Clinton says as president, she will be a strong supporter of labor unions and worker rights. Here's what she told the Machinists Union about how she intends to support working people and their labor rights if elected president.
We're going to start making sure that we have the government, the Labor Department, the NLRB enforcing the laws, and we're going to get new laws to make sure that your organizing and collective bargaining is respected again.
Brought to you by the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, representing aviation's first responders and last line of defense, charged with the safety, health, and security of the passengers in their care. More information online at afacwa.org. Workers Independent News is heard daily on The Rick Smith Show, live 3 to 6 p.m. coast to coast at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Who needs a local weatherman anyway? This is Carmine Appice, and I'll give you the weather report every Monday morning on the Morning Buzz with Storm and Norman on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City. Here I come, baby.
And you're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Hi. Hi, I'm Brian DeShazer, director of the Pacifica Radio Archives, and welcome to From the Vault, our weekly series that takes the history out of the oldest and largest collections of public radio programming in the United States and puts it back on the radio. March 2016 marks the historic turning point in America's diplomatic relations with our Cuban neighbors for the first time in over 50 years. It began with an announcement in late 2014 that the United States would restore full diplomatic ties to Cuba for the first time since 1961. Then, in April of 2015, President Barack Obama and Cuban leader Raúl Castro shook hands in Panama, marking the first meeting since 1961 of the heads of state of both the United States and Cuba. In March of 2016, President Barack Obama and the First Lady, Michelle Obama, flew to Cuba to further the establishment of peaceful relations with Cuba. To help celebrate this historic moment, we dug into our archives and found two outstanding programs from the 1970s that highlight the music of Cuba that most people never heard because of the economic embargo and diplomatic isolation. We begin with an outstanding program by Margot Adler from 1972, before she became well known as the New York